Since Saturday, hunters around Haines have been out in the woods in search of moose. Hunting the large animals is not only good outdoor recreation, but a great source of meat to harvest before winter sets in. However, the elderly and people with disabilities may have a difficult time taking advantage of the local bounty. Hunting and butchering a moose is no small task. That's why Alaska Department of Fish and Game sometimes allows people to hunt on behalf of those who may not be physically capable. Nathaniel Motes moved to Haines 4 years ago from Louisiana. He has been an avid hunter his whole life and was excited to take advantage of the game that Alaska has to offer. He says Alaska presents some unique challenges.
Man, everything's different here. You got bears that'll eat you, you know. You're walking through the woods, it's a lot more nerve-wracking. That and the terrain, it's been a surprise how much of an incline everything is here. So that and the Devil's Club and the impenetrable alders. I mean, hunting Alaska is definitely a lot tougher than anywhere else I've ever hunted. So there's a big difference between hunting here and down in the lower 48.
Motes says he is particularly keen to hunt moose, but he hasn't been able to since he arrived.
I've never moose hunted since I've been here because of the fact that I haven't been able to get a moose tag. There's it's kind of an algorithm that the Department of Fish and Game run where you get points taken away or points added to you for how long you lived here, how much game that you take every year for subsistence living and stuff like that. So I haven't met the criteria mainly because of, I haven't been here long enough.
Priority for moose hunting permits is given to hunters who have lived in Alaska for a longer period of time. But in some cases, people who have depended on meat from these hunts for years may reach an age where they're unable to hunt anymore. Haines resident Sally Reno has found herself in that situation.
Well, I've been hunting since I was 14 years old, you know, not just for moose here. I lived in Michigan and I hunted deer there and, of course, took home lots of meat. Well, my legs don't want to do it anymore. This getting older thing.
But Reno has a better chance of getting a moose permit than Motes. She has lived in Alaska for 35 years and applies for a moose permit every year. This racks up points in her favor. So, Motes is an avid hunter, ready for his first Alaskan moose hunt, but unable to get a permit. Reno has no problem getting a permit, but can't hunt the way she used to. Both found a solution through Alaska Department of Fish and Game's proxy hunting system. Alaskans who are over the age of 65, blind, or at least 70% disabled may find an eligible hunter to hunt for them by proxy. Carl Koch is the assistant area management biologist for ADFNG's Douglas office. He helps manage the Tier 2 moose hunt for the Upper Lynn Canal.
This is designed for someone to get meat. So the proxy has to destroy the antlers of both the beneficiary's moose and his or her own moose. While proxy hunting. So in other words, proxy hunting is not meant to be trophy hunting. It's meant to help somebody who's unable to get out there get meat in the freezer.
Koch says both the beneficiary and the proxy hunter must have their own hunting licenses. The proxy must keep both licenses while hunting. The Tier 2 moose hunt has strict specifications for the type of moose that can be taken. Hunts are limited to one bull moose with spike fork antlers as opposed to paddle-shaped antlers, or antlers wider than 50 inches, or antlers with at least 3 brow tines on one side. Reno says these characteristics can be difficult to determine while hunting.
You really have to know what you're doing. It's like you almost have to go out there and tie it up and measure the antlers and then shoot.
Koch says that is why it is very important to choose a proxy hunter wisely, because if they shoot the wrong moose,
that animal is confiscated and the bag limit is filled, so that proxy can't, or I should say the beneficiary cannot then go and find some other hunter to go hunt again for them. Their season is over.
This year, Motes will be hunting on behalf of Reno. He says he has been preparing by searching the woods for scat and prints. He's also set up 3 stands in the trees to shoot from. Tier 2 moose hunting for the Upper Lynn Canal ends October 7th. So far, 11 moose have been taken since the hunt opened Saturday. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.